Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. We've just landed in South Bend, Indiana. Frank Pomerico is going to be joining us with his Notre Dame football report, sponsored by Station Casinos, SDN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Well, Frank, it's game week.
Coach, we're so excited here. James and I have been talking about the different things that Notre Dame can do to keep a cap on this game. What I'm talking about is Miami really has some great tools to work with. And the leader of all this is Carson Beck. He is a quarterback that Miami has enticed to come there from Georgia. Now, at Georgia, he was 24-3. I mean, this fella is a winner. In 27 games as a starter, he threw for almost 8,000 yards and almost 60 touchdowns. So, Coach, this guy is somebody that Notre Dame really has to have a defensive plan for. And James was telling me that he thinks their plan is to try to rush hard from the outside with Treyor Boubacar and the different inside people like Hinnish and be able to corral Beck and keep him on edge. If they can do that, they have a good chance of working a little bit of zone with Moore and Gray at the corners and Shuler at the safety. So this is going to be something that will help their defense really well if they can corral Beck. Now, Miami has good receivers. I wouldn't say they're proven great receivers, but they're good athletes. And the people that they've gotten from different schools as well as youngsters there. There's Daniels, Johnson, Marion, Trader, Joseph, and Tony. Coach, these guys can catch the ball and they can run. So it puts added pressure on the Irish. The Irish defense is really strong. There's people that can run, they can tackle, they're smart, they're experienced. The inside with Bowen and KVA, the linebackers, they're two guys that can really hone in on the defense and like quarterbacks for the defense against a good offense. So we're kind of excited to see how this defense is going to go. Are they going to play more man or are they going to play more zone? So I think this is something we'll have to wait and see. But on Saturday night at 7:30 in Miami Hard Rock Stadium is when the game is going to kick off. And, Coach, it's going to be a real buster. It's going to be a swing-out game. I'm excited about it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's like a preseason bowl game. It's a playoff game almost, Frank, when you look at it. Both teams are highly ranked. Both teams have great players, great personnel, great tradition in college football. Notre Dame last year 14-2, Miami 10-3. Both sort of felt they came up a little short in a big opening game. It's so important for both teams to do well in this game. It's going to be a tremendous show for everyone to watch.
Coach, I think when you look at Miami, they're a team that has a great offensive line, comparable to Notre Dame's. They have a really good, solid offensive line. They're going to be able to keep the pressure off Beck, hopefully for them. Now, for Notre Dame fans, we want them to falter as much as possible. But they have two good running backs. Fletcher, big kid, about 6'2", 235 pounds, and he can run. He's a strong guy, a power back, and yet if he gets in a defensive backfield, he can make some cuts and really hurt you. I think when it comes down to specialty teams, they have a good punter. And interesting enough, the two punters are both from Australia. Both Australian football players. We have Joyce from Miami, who's averaging around 43 yards a punt. And their kicker, Auburn, is a transfer from Texas, who's averaging about 75% on his field goals. So I think they have adequate special teams as far as the punting and the kicking is concerned. For Notre Dame, Rendell, also from Australia, it was inconsistent last year, but towards the end of the year, he was punting pretty well. And Notre Dame now has a field goal kicker from North Carolina transfer. Good kicker, made about 83% of his kicks. So, Coach, if it comes down to that, both teams have pretty competent people to help them in winning the game. You know, when you look at Notre Dame being on the road, you think, well, they're going to get outnumbered as far as the fans are concerned. One thing about Notre Dame when I was playing, and I think it's still true today, especially in South Florida, there are a lot of Catholics down in South Florida when you have all the Cuban population, and you just have a lot of Catholics that are down there. So I think the Notre Dame fans are pretty strong down there. And any time we were there, we had a good contingency of fans that cheered us on. So will they be overwhelmed by the Miami crowd? I don't think so. I think they're going to be pretty good as far as having a good amount of fans to cheer for them when they do good things. So the other thing, Coach, is the weather. What is the weather? How is that going to be an input into this game? I think it's easier from a team going from a warm weather down there, maybe warmer. It could be something that they're used to, though. If you're a Miami team that would have to come up here going from hot, I think, to cold weather, but up here in October and November, it could be in the 40s and 30s and could really make a difference as far as catching the ball and just wanting to be out there playing. So I look at Notre Dame as that's not going to be that much of a difference as far as the weather is concerned. My prediction is I think Miami's going to be score a number of touchdowns, maybe three touchdowns, but I think Notre Dame is going to have a field goal more. I think Notre Dame wins 24-21. So we'll see what happens.
What does James feel as far as Carr, the quarterback? Does he feel he's ready to accept the role as the leading quarterback at Notre Dame as a freshman?
Well, I think in talking with James about this, he thinks Carr has all the tools. He has poise. He has leadership. He has control over his arm. He's somebody that really plays within himself. I think the game plan for the Irish is going to be to control the game with the running game. They have two tremendous backs in Price and Love. And if they can run the ball and score a couple of times, maybe get some field goals, get up a little bit over Miami, they're going to force Miami to be pressured into trying to do things they may not be comfortable with. And if that's the case, then I think Notre Dame has them in their hand. But on the other hand, though, I think Carr is somebody that they're not going to expect to win the game for them. They're going to run the ball, and if they're going to pass, it's going to be a controlled passing game. That's just James and I. That's our feeling. But we could be wrong on that. I doubt if I see them throw 20, 25 times. I think it'd be more like 15 to 20 times if they have to throw, Coach.
Well, Notre Dame's offensive line is ranked as far as high as Phil Seals magazine as the third best offensive line in the country. So obviously they believe, and they're huge. They're huge as far as size, 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", a big tight end, the whole thing that makes them very physical, and they should be able to own the line of scrimmage, but you never can tell in a football game. Now, your thoughts too, Frank. They play Miami, and then they have a week off, and then they have to prepare for Texas A&M. Almost two of their toughest opponents the first two games of the year.
Yes, Coach. One of the things that last year was kind of a first-year start for Mike Elko at Texas A&M. He has plenty of talent there now. With the transfer portal and a year under his belt, I think if Notre Dame wins this game, they have 2 weeks to prepare for Texas A&M, and they can kind of feel comfortable about this, although they can't take them lightly. But if they lose, I think the pressure is going to be on Notre Dame to really perform well at home against a strong Texas A&M team. When I say a strong Texas A&M team, James was mentioning to me they have seven guys coming back on offense, and 8 on defense. They have a really good runner that ran for 765 yards and 10 touchdowns. They have an experienced quarterback that ran, that threw for almost 2,000 yards. And they have a defensive player named York who had 82 tackles. Coach, this could be a really tough game, especially if the Irish stumble in the first game. But we're not thinking that way. We're thinking we're going to win. We're going to be strong in the second game. If we win those first two games, I think the snowball is rolling down the hill. And I think Notre Dame is off to a great start. And it will just be one game after the other and focusing in and winning one game at a time. So James and I are really excited, Coach, and I think he has a good reason to be. We're loaded as far as talent is concerned. Now it's just a matter of execution.
Right, I agree with you 100%. I think Marcus Freeman now has developed into a heck of a head football coach. They've got great personnel. They've got tradition. They've learned how to win now under Marcus Freeman. 14 wins last year, a great year, and now a big opener, a tough opener. They had a tough opener last year against Texas A&M and got that win. So now if they get that win, they certainly have got to not look past Texas A&M as they did last year against Northern Illinois.
Yes. Well, Coach, we were talking about this. The thing is, Texas A&M is not Northern Illinois. I mean, they're going to be ready to play. That's for sure. I think when James and I talk about the coaches at Notre Dame, Freeman has done a great job at collecting mature coaches. Rudolph is the line coach. He was an All-American at Wisconsin. He's a gentleman that is a great motivator and teaching discipline to these players. He gets them to believe in him as a coach and gets them to believe in themselves as players. So when you have that kind of attitude, you have positiveness all around. And I think this is something that the other coaches are doing as well with Dembrock and also Ash on defense. So it's exciting to be around a mature coaching staff. James thinks that they're wonderful guys, good human beings that are teaching life lessons along with teaching football skills. So it's a great atmosphere to be around, Coach, and we're just so excited to get this season started.
Well, Frank, I can tell you're ready to call a play and get in the huddle and pull right or pull left and leave the sweep or whatever's necessary for Notre Dame to win. Again, you know what winning is all about, and I want to thank you for joining us here weekly, as you do every Tuesday and Wednesday night with our Notre Dame football report. Please thank James again for all the help he gives us to make this segment informative. And again, we want to thank you for joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Coach, thank you very much. Thanks for having me and James in with you, and we look forward to talking to you with a victory next week for the Irish.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Palmerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. Notre Dame Football Report is sponsored by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today to any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com. for more information. And if you'd like to find out more about football and get into football conversations with me, my coverage of college football continues each Monday as I join Ryan Abraham on the Peristyle Podcast for discussion of the Big Ten Conference and USC Trojan football on uscfootball.com and at Coach Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up. We'll take a short timeout, and when we come back, it's time to talk UNLV football with Mark Wallington. Stay with us.